Today is the last day of June, and we celebrate today in the Catholic Church the first martyrs of the Church of Rome. And it's a feast that refers to the martyrdom of Christians in Rome in the year 64 after the death of Jesus. And the already unpopular emperor Nero had been accused of starting a massive fire, which was now called the Great Fire of Rome, and it swept through Rome's mostly wooden structures, destroying a huge part of the city over the course of 6 days. Fires, they weren't uncommon in the ancient, tightly packed city, but Nero decided to shift the blame onto the Christians, whom he accused of starting the fire. And as a result, he had many of those Christians martyred because of it. Sparked hundreds of years of anti-Christian policies in Rome right until the Edict of Milan in 313, which ceased all the hostilities towards Christians. So today we remember all of those early Christians who, just because of what they believed and loved dearly, were martyred for it. As we gather as a family of faith and begin our prayer this beautiful day given to us by God, I'm Father Ron, and this is the God Minute. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
O Lord, open my lips,
and my mouth shall declare your praise.
Psalm 19, The Path of Holiness. God has made a path on which we are to walk. Before his children are precepts and principles that direct us in the way of peace and joy.
He has given meaning to life, the fulfillment of our deepest longings. These things are more precious and of greater value than anything we could ever experience or dare to imagine.
This is the course I must travel. It is not easy. I make so many mistakes. Faults and obsessions plague me. O God, set me free from their tenacious hold. Encompass me with your love and grace, that these things may not stand between you and me.
Glory be to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever.
Amen.
A reading from the second letter to the Corinthians, chapter 5, verse 19. God was reconciling the world to himself in Christ and entrusting to us the message of reconciliation. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
I was visiting a parish and enjoying a delicious Hungarian luncheon with the parishioners, and the pastor came over to me with a little girl and her family and said, "Sister Kara, little Teresa is about to make her first reconciliation. Can you please share something about confession with her?" Well, I took a considerably long time to swallow the large bite of delicious pastry I had in my mouth, because I had no clue what to say to this little girl. And the introvert in me was stressing out that I needed to come up with something right on the spot. What was the message of reconciliation I was supposed to share? The first thing that came to my mind was right relationship. We seek reconciliation to place ourselves back into right relationship with God and each other. The tremendous gift of God's mercy reminds us that God is always seeking relationship with us, and there's nothing we could ever do that would make God stop seeking us out. Remember the Good Shepherd? willing to leave the 99 to go seek out the one lost sheep. And what about the prodigal son? That father couldn't wait to embrace his son, who had left him and squandered everything. Love so deep and unconditional. Jesus is the face of mercy and teaches us how to forgive through his example. Remember what he said on the cross? Father, forgive them. And his teaching, can you recall the line from the Lord's Prayer? Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. God has entrusted the message of reconciliation to us. How is God calling you to share this message with the world? Are there areas in your life that need to be reconciled? Let us be witnesses to the mercy of God in sharing that mercy with all those we meet this day.
God of reconciliation, heal our wounds in darkest times. Kyrie eleison. In the midst of fear and violence, make our lives a prayer of peace. Christ eleison. Father of the brokenhearted, guide us to heaven's shores. Kyrie eleison.
Kyrie eleison.
Forgive us as we forgive others. God, help us do that as we pray to you.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
And let us pray. Lord, purify my heart and mind of those things that cause me to hurt others. Help me to grow in magnanimity and forbearance, and give me the courage and the strength to take the initiative in reconciliation with others. And we ask this through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
May God's peace be with you.
And with your spirit.
Go now in his protection and care, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Thanks for praying with us today. We'll see you tomorrow.